What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Welcome to another episode of Blooming English, the podcast for English learners. In today's episode, we're going to explore the connections between nature, the environment, and the English language. Have you ever heard that someone is under the weather when they're not feeling well, or the phrase the calm before the storm, to describe peaceful moments before chaos? English is full of expressions inspired by the natural world, and in this episode, we'll look at the meanings of these phrases. From weather-related idioms to animal-inspired sayings, and of course expressions rooted in gardening, we'll cover many common idioms related to nature and the environment. So, let's get started. Part 1. Weather-related idioms. First, let's talk about some phrases that are inspired by the weather. These sayings relate everyday situations to what we experience in nature. First, under the weather. When someone is under the weather, it means they're feeling a bit sick or not their best. For example, if your friend says, "I can't come to the party tonight, I'm feeling a bit under the weather," it means they're not feeling well. Second, rain on someone's parade. Imagine you're excited about a picnic, but then it starts raining and you have to cancel the picnic. That's like someone or something raining on your parade. So, if someone tells you some bad news just when you're happy about something, they're raining on your parade. Our third weather idiom is come rain or shine. This phrase means you're determined to do something no matter what happens. For example, if your friend promises, "I'll be at your birthday party, come rain or shine," it means they'll be there even if the weather is bad. Our next weather idiom is the calm before the storm. Imagine everything is quiet and peaceful before a big storm arrives. This phrase is used when things seem quiet just before something chaotic or challenging happens. For instance, if your family is unusually quiet before telling you some big news, it's like the calm before the storm. These sayings help us explain different situations by comparing them to the weather. Keep listening to discover more ways English uses nature to express everyday ideas. Part 2. Animal-inspired phrases. Now, let's explore some expressions that take inspiration from animals. Just like animals have unique behaviors, these idioms describe various aspects of human life and interactions. Our first animal idiom is in a wolf in sheep's clothing. Imagine a wolf disguising itself as a gentle sheep to get close to the flock without being noticed. When we say someone is a wolf in sheep's clothing, we mean that they appear friendly or harmless but have hidden intentions. For example, if you meet someone who seems nice but later turns out to be dishonest, you can say they were a wolf in sheep's clothing. Our next animal idiom is fish out of water. Think about a fish trying to survive on land. It's uncomfortable and out of its element. When someone feels awkward or out of place in a particular situation, we say they are like a fish out of water. So, if you're at a fancy party and you're not used to formal events, you might feel like a fish out of water. Our third animal idiom is bird's eye view. Imagine a bird flying high above and seeing everything below. When we use the phrase the bird's eye view, we're talking about having a high-up perspective on something. For example, if you want to understand a big city's layout, you might need a bird's eye view, like looking at a map from above. Our next animal idiom is like a bull in a china shop. Picture a bull trying to move in a shop filled with fragile glassware. If someone is very clumsy or reckless in a delicate situation, we say they're like a bull in a china shop. So, if your friend accidentally breaks something valuable while trying to be careful, you can playfully say they were like a bull in a china shop. Part 3. Environment idioms. Now, let's turn our attention to expressions inspired by the environment and our planet. Just as the environment affects us, these idioms reflect how we navigate challenges and communicate in our daily lives. First, go green. This phrase encourages people to be environmentally conscious and make choices that are good for the earth. For example, if someone says, "I'm trying to go green by using public transportation instead of driving," it means they're making eco-friendly choices.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Second, leave no stone unturned. Imagine you're searching for something valuable, and you're so determined that you don't leave any stone unturned. This phrase means to investigate something thoroughly, not missing any detail. If you're looking for a lost item and you're checking every possible place, you're leaving no stone unturned. The next environment idiom is the elephant in the room. Think about a big elephant standing in a room. Everyone can see it, but nobody talks about it. When we say the elephant in the room, we mean an obvious problem or issue that people are ignoring or not discussing. For example, if there's tension between friends, but nobody talks about it, you can say that tension is the elephant in the room. Our next idiom is tip of the iceberg. Imagine an iceberg floating in the ocean, with most of it hidden underwater. When we say something is the tip of the iceberg, it means there's a much larger or more significant part of the situation that's not immediately visible. If you discover some small problems at work, but you know there are bigger issues beneath the surface, you can say those problems are just the tip of the iceberg. Part 5 examples. Now that we've explored these expressions inspired by nature, animals, and the environment, let's see some examples of how to use them in everyday conversations. Learning how to use idioms in context is essential for becoming a fluent English speaker. Example 1. Imagine you're talking to a friend about reducing your carbon footprint, and you say, "I've been trying to go green by using reusable bags and biking to work." Example 2. Suppose you're searching for a lost pet, and you tell your neighbor, "I'll leave no stone unturned until I find my beloved cat." Example 3. During a tense business meeting, you could say, "Let's address the elephant in the room. We need to talk about our financial situation." Example 4. If you're discussing a complex problem at work, you might say, "What we're seeing now is just the tip of the iceberg. There are deeper issues we need to explore." These are just a few examples of how these expressions can be used in everyday conversations. By incorporating these idioms into your language skills, you'll be able to communicate more effectively and express yourself with greater richness and depth. Part 5. Review. Before we finish, let's review the idioms we've learned today. Under the weather. If your friend asks why you missed school, you can say, "I was feeling under the weather yesterday." Rain on someone's parade. If someone complains about your excitement for a trip and you want to keep the positivity, you can say, "Don't rain on my parade. I'm really looking forward to it." Come rain or shine. If you want to reassure your family about attending a family gathering, you can say, "I'll be there, come rain or shine." The calm before the storm. When discussing a peaceful moment before a big argument, you can say, "It was like the calm before the storm, we could all feel the tension." A wolf in sheep's clothing. If you discover someone's true intentions were hidden, you can say, "He seemed so nice, but he turned out to be a wolf in sheep's clothing." Fish out of water. If you felt out of place at a new job, you might say, "I felt like a fish out of water on my first day." Bird's eye view. When explaining how you saw an accident from above, you can say, "I had a bird's eye view of the whole scene from my apartment." Like a bull in a china shop. If someone broke something while trying to be careful, you can say, "You were like a bull in a china shop." Go green. When discussing your efforts to be environmentally friendly, you can say, "I've been trying to go green by recycling and using less plastic." Leave no stone unturned. If you're determined to find your lost keys, you can say, "I'll leave no stone unturned until I find them." The elephant in the room. When acknowledging an obvious but unspoken issue, you can say, "Let's address the elephant in the room. Our team needs better communication." Tip of the iceberg. If you discover a small problem at work but know there are bigger issues, you can say, "This is just the tip of the iceberg. There's more we need to address." Thank you for joining us at Blooming English from Ago Garden. Practice using these expressions in your conversations, and soon you'll find them becoming a natural part of your English language skills. Keep listening to Blooming English to expand your vocabulary and understanding of idiomatic expressions. And join us online for lessons, materials, and many more ways to improve your English.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.